Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Played to the trial of Liar earlier on. Blue Diamond winner Luke Curry came up and rode her, and Sam Feeban's with me. Morning, Sam.
Morning, guys.
You must be pretty wrapped after that trial. That was a nice trial.
Yeah, she's gone well. She, you know, it was a bit of a test today in testing ground, and she needed a good hit out. She got that today, and she seemed to handle it all really well.
What had you done with her since the Blue Diamond? Had you done a lot of work or not?
No, not really. Look, we just got her home to the farm and allowed her to get through the run, get over it, and she bounced out of it really well. And we monitored her closely, had her out in the paddock, and just freshened her right up. And she was off her head down at Pinecliff, so we gave her a bit of work, and the Godolphin team came down and had a look at her, and she was in fantastic order. So, the whole way along, we've sort of been tiptoeing and just making sure that she was still feeling well heading towards Clipper, and every indication is that she's going very well still, and so it's right on our radar.
What'll you do with her between now and the Slipper?
Oh, not a lot. Look, she's had a good hit out today, which we wanted to give her. She did need a good hit out, so we've given her that. We won't do much with her, just keep her ticking over and give her a little bit of work next week, and that should see her, perfectly for the Slipper.
She's a tough filly when you look at her, because she had her first start back on New Year's Day at Flemington. She's raced through. She should have almost been unbeaten, really. She's won three out of the four. She would have been at work for a while prior to January 1, so she's stood up well, hasn't she?
Yeah, exactly. And look, she's a real testament to the system we've got in place. We've got Pinecliff, which is a rural environment that allows, fillies to recover really well from races and get them out of the paddock. And then we've got Flemington, which, we send her up there and she switches on heading into her races. So it's a system that's really working. She's a filly that I think wouldn't be where she is today without the existing system we have in place.
Sam, a lot of people would be quite envious of the setup you've got at Pinecliff down there on the peninsula in Victoria. Just take us through quickly what you've got.
Oh, look, we've got all the facilities you sort of need to keep horses happy. It's almost like a resort for them. There's like a spa for them, walker, treadmill. We've got some paddocks, our own grass track, sand track, and the grass is kept perfectly, in order. Jonathan Munns owns the property and keeps on top of all of the maintenance for it. So we're very fortunate to have, his support. And look, it's a property that has taken a bit of getting used to, but I think we've really found the click with it. Seems to be getting the results.
All right, and just quickly, Shoals, where to now with Shoals?
Look, we'll probably head towards the William Reid with her. She had a good run the other day and pulled up having a really good blow. And so we'll head towards there, and second up, she should be in great order. And we're looking forward to her getting deeper into her prep.
Right, Santa Ana Lane?
Not too sure yet. We're just weighing up our options with him. He's come out of his race in super order. We're just toying with the idea whether we bring him up here and give him a trial before the TJ or give him a run between now and the TJ. So that's just in the works at the moment.
All right, and just finally, Ambitious, you've got him in Saturday?
Yeah, he's probably not handling soft or heavy ground, so we'll just monitor the weather with him. But if the track comes up a good track, the form's really good out of his first up run, and he's derived a lot of fitness from it, and a step up to 2,000 metres will definitely be on his side.
All right. Well, appreciate your time this morning. It's always nice when you take one to the trial to the races and they perform like Liar did. You'll go home happy and report him to Dad all good.
Absolutely. Cheers, Doug.
Good on you.